Blog Talk Radio.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. When there's a better life, there's a better life.
If you got
everyone, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today the interview is with the Ladies of Sky. The Ladies of Guys and Mr.
Hi.
Mr. Lawrence.
Hi.
Hi, and Miss Denise. Hi.
Hello,
how are you, ladies?
Hello, hello, Angela.
Hello.
Good. How are
hello,
you?
Hello. I'm doing good. Good you could come on.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Legends of Sky. Your career began about 4.5 decades ago, am I correct?
Yes, well, we started out our professional career with Sky began at about 1976 when we got together with Solomon Roberts and formed the group Sky with Solomon, Gerald Blake Bone, Butch Sierra, and Larry Greenberg.
And Tommy McConnell.
Yeah, so that was the beginning of, you know, our musical career as far as our professional career, yes.
Now, which lady am I speaking to?
Oh, I am Denise. I'm the lead singer and the oldest of the sisters.
Okay, all right. How has the pandemic affected you, ladies, and your families?
Well, this is Bonnie. This is the youngest sister talking. Well, I can say, I mean, fortunately, it has not affected us too badly. I know with me, it's just a lot of remote learning with, you know, my granddaughters. You know, I have them a couple of days out of the week. So we've been pretty fortunate that it hasn't affected us too badly. The only thing it really has affected was our ability to perform. You know, the gigs that we had set up for 2020, you know, unfortunately had to be postponed or canceled. So I can say that's really been, what, you know, most what has affected us.
Okay. All right. When did you know you had a gift to sing?
Well, this is Dolores, the middle sister.
Dolores.
We started singing in chorus in high school. We were always, you know, a mixed chorus, a girls' chorus. And then we used to always sing at somebody's wedding or, you know, at any kind of different parties and stuff like that. So that's where we really got our formal training in high school when we were singing with the mixed chorus.
Okay. So you
and that's when we really knew we could sing.
You ladies have performed on Soul Train, American Bandstand, Showtime at the Apollo, Solid Gold, BET with Donnie Simpson, your films, Action Jackson, Beauty Shop, and so many more. You ladies have an extensive career, and I see why you are the legends, ladies of Sky Art.
Well,
so
thank you so much.
I saw you on, okay, Miss Bonnie. I saw you and your sisters on TV1, Unsung. What did you ladies think about Unsung when you saw the final taping of it?
Well, you know what? I have to say that of all the producers and the directors of our Unsung episode did an excellent, excellent job. And it was really something to be able to not only sit back and relive some of our moments as, you know, singing with Sky, but and transitioning into Ladies of Sky. But it was also a great privilege to hear what others that have been associated with us over the years, how they perceived and, you know, how they felt about our career as singing with Sky. So it was really an honor to be able to do that.
I believe you have a new single out, Ladies of Sky, Miss Denise Wilkerson with Mr. Austin Kwame Wilkerson. Would you like to talk about the single?
Absolutely. We had the privilege. Sure. Thank you. We had the privilege of working with a French production team headed by Pierre Bonnet, AP Connection, and they offered several artists actually in the United States the opportunity to collaborate with them on their latest album. It's called Wide Vision. It's going to be released on June the 7th. We are joined on that with, you know, Joyce Sims, who is an amazing, you know, American artist, Junior, and I forget,
Howard Johnson.
We're also, you know, American artists who co-wrote songs with the French producers. So the song that Austin and I had the privilege of writing is called Love at First Sight. And my sisters and I are on the song, doing all of the music. And one of the things I really appreciate is that it has really helped us to define
the Ladies of Sky Sound. So that's going to be released June the 7th, AP Connection. It's going to be on all streaming platforms, and I'll be happy to share, you know, the details of that with you so you can share it with your listeners. But they should be looking out for AP Connection, Wide Vision. There are 16 amazing songs, and our song is called Love at First Sight.
All right. Your Ladies of Sky, I guess I'll just respond. What was it like performing at Atlantic City?
Oh, I am telling you, we, you know, any performance that we do is, you know, is a great, great performance. And so no matter where we're performing at, whether it be Atlantic City, whether, you know, it be anywhere in the 50 states or internationally, we just like to, we like doing what we do, and we like to be able to entertain our fans.
All right. 4.5 decades of music. I listened to your songs when they first came out. I'm in a small country area, so we get everything last. But I used to listen to Call Me and the other songs. And I had a cassette of your songs, but over the years it got lost with the moving and stuff. It got lost, but I had bought two of them, one for me and one for my sister. So I used to listen to your songs, your singing. You guys are fantastic. You women are.
Thank you.
Ladies are.
Thank you so much.
4.5 decades
of music.
Wow. You're truly
that, well, you know what? That's
I have
so
to
cool.
Say this.
Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Thank you. I'm just happy. You know, people don't, there's a lot of members of your audience that may not even understand when, you know, cassettes, we sort of transcended the original wax vinyl songs. You know, all of the early 70s albums were on vinyl.
Yeah.
And then when everything transitioned to CD, it was a little bit shocking initially, especially from an artist perspective, because we weren't able to put as much information on the albums, you know, like we used to. Like on an album cover, there are a lot of people who find that sort of like a collector's item, to be able to have so much detail about the album, the songs, the writers, and the production. But when it came to, you know, coming out with the CDs, unless you had an insert inside, you weren't able to provide as much information. So for you to have a cassette,
right?
Okay. That is the cool. Can you tell us what song it was that you had on cassette?
I believe it was Call Me. My sister still has
okay.
her.
Okay.
Mine got lost.
All right.
Mine got lost in moving around and stuff like that.
I wish I could replace it for you, but we don't have any of them either.
Oh, okay.
Everything's on stream now.
Yes, ma'am. You are truly legends. I just got to say, do you consider yourself legends of disco? Do you consider yourselves that, and how do you like the title?
Well, you know, it's a title, it's an umbrella title that has been given to all classic artists. And I guess we're honored to be considered in that group because it was such an amazing era of music, the late 70s, early 80s. That entire style of music is something that brings back a lot of memories for those who lived through that time. And because we've been associated with an organization that highlights disco music in particular, and disco music kind of got a little bit of a bad rap because some people wanted the death of disco. But it signified a really fun time in dance and music history. And like I said, those who lived through that time period certainly enjoyed that music to a great extent, and that was the emergence of not only clubs but DJs as well. So for them to consider our music to be included among some of the greats like Donna Summer, Carol Williams, Carol Douglas, all of those people are, you know, Double Exposure, First Choice. Yeah, we could just go on and on naming, you know, artists. Corey Day, who we absolutely love. If we're to be considered among those individuals as legends, is an honor for us, absolutely.
Yes, I know that you performed on November 23rd, 2018, the Ladies of Sky did, and premiered on the big screen at New York City's Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem, New York, in all 9 theaters prior to the run of features. And did a lot of preparation go into the video?
Well, you know, that video clip was the brainchild of Austin, our husband. You notice how I said that? I'm sharing it with my sisters. That's so funny. Austin came up with the idea to use that as a promotional tool for us, and fortunately we knew a gentleman who actually was involved in placing ads in theaters, you know. And so thanks to our video team, our Lycan Media, they put together a really nice 3-minute segment to showcase us as the three girls from Brooklyn who are have had this very, you know, exciting and fun career in music. And the fact that after 40 years, like you said, four decades of song, we're still doing what we do. We're still performing. We're still recording. And so that was a really nice little showcase for our music and for our presence still in the industry.
Okay. I'm going to take a 2 or 3 minute break. And I'm going to play your music. And then I'm going to come back. Is that okay with you, ladies?
Sure, that'll be fine.
Thank you, ma'am. Everyone, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's interview is with the Ladies of Sky. So how do you feel, Miss Bonnie, how do you feel about today's time period and digital music and the internet as it pertains to the music industry?
Well, you know, you have to follow the trend of what is going on. And especially once the pandemic hit, you know, music, how you presented your music over the last several years is not coming through the big record companies like it was before. And I do believe that it's going through the internet and going through social media, your music is able to reach a wider range of people. And I know for ourselves, I mean, since COVID,
we have had, tried and used every avenue that we possibly could in order for people to be able to hear, you know, hear our music. We had to do things differently. And so I think that this trend, you know, and using using the internet is a great platform.
Okay. Ms. Denise, how do you feel about today's time period and digital music and the internet as it pertains to the music industry?
The digital time period right now is allowing independent artists the opportunity to be heard on so many other platforms. They're no longer limited to getting signed to major record labels, as Bonnie had mentioned. And if you have the technological savvy to be able to get your own music recorded and produced, you now have an opportunity to be heard on platforms worldwide. I mean, people are using, you know, things as simple as YouTube to not only put and produce their videos on, but they also have an opportunity to be on streaming platforms like SoundCloud, TuneCore. There's so many different avenues now for independent artists and young artists coming up to be heard, young and old alike,
yeah.
I might say,
yeah.
Because
and
it's not just limited.
And you have more control over your own music. It's not like the record company, this is Dolores, by the way, it's not like the record company is telling you, oh, we don't like this song and maybe you should do another song or whatever. You have complete control over your own program. And so it's people have a little bit more independence when it comes to how they're doing their music digitally and putting it out for themselves. They're not under that record company thumb.
All right. So how do you... Okay, when I say today's music, Ms. Denise, how do you feel about the lyrics of some of the music, such as hip hop?
Oh my goodness!
I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
We had to go there. No, you're not putting me on the spot because hip hop didn't just come around the corner. We, as everyone knows, hip hop started in the early '90s, and it started out as what I would interpret as a storytelling form of music, and it was especially good for people who don't necessarily sing. So it was like poems set to music. But I just feel that some of it, not all of it, I don't want to lump everything into one pot, but some of it is very explicit. And I don't think that it's representative or it should be representative of the majority of artists. But some of them lyrically, out the gate, they start with, you know, curse words, foul language, subject
degrading
matter.
Language.
Yeah, degrading language,
degrading
subject
women.
Matter that's really... Oh, well, and you know what the sad part is that women are degrading themselves. I mean, it's just, it's the thing that you would think as women we're trying to get away from. You know, if we're trying to be elevated and we're looking for equality of pay and, you know, and how you treat us, you would think that they would want to be treated in a decent and respectful way. But I think the mentality is such that you should be accepting of everything.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but we didn't grow up in that era of life. You know, in our when we grow up, there was a right way and a wrong way to do things, and there were standards, and you tried to meet those standards. But nowadays, as people try to keep it 100, I believe that all of it comes from a life that was not a pleasant one, not a good one, and some people have had to resort to all sorts of things, you know, just to survive. So while I respect the struggle, I don't respect the use of that type of language, and sadly, there are mindless individuals who think that's the greatest music since sliced bread. So, but, you know, again, we revert back to what? To each his own, right? And so
Yes. That's
my opinion of it, but you won't be hearing any of that from
the Ladies of
from
Sky.
The Ladies of Sky.
Absolutely not.
All right. All right. So you ladies have had 10 albums between 1979 and 1993. One of them was Gold. I believe it was Call Me. Did any of you ladies write any of the music? Anyone can answer this.
No, we didn't write anything on the Skyline album, unfortunately. But I do have to say that we are always that album took us Sky to another level in terms of the audience that we were reaching, and so for Call Me to have taken that album Gold, it was such an honor, because there is a lot of people who have been in the business for years and don't have the opportunity to get a Gold album. And so I have to say that was really the highlight of Sky's career. And fortunately, we are still able to perform some of those same songs off of that album as Ladies of Sky.
All right. So you ladies are sisters. I don't know if many people know that, but you are sisters.
Yes, we are.
Surely, we sure are.
did you, I was looking on YouTube, and you did a video. The video is beautiful, and you wrote it for Women's History Month. It's about your mother, Miss Laverne Dunning. She must have been an amazing woman when she lived. Miss Laverne Dunning must have been an amazing woman.
She absolutely
did
was.
Video on YouTube, and it's on YouTube for Women's History Month. It was very beautiful and touching.
Thank you. We had a good time putting that together.
Yes, doing that together. Yes, it was beautiful. You ladies are very talented, and the fact that you're still going to art, and you're the only, if I'm not mistaken, you are the only trio group of women left. Am I correct? The longest lasting?
No, we are
the only trio of sisters who are still performing together without any break in our relationship and our caring for one another. I mean, sadly, some of the other sister groups, like the Emotions, the Jones Girls, you know, some of those members have, you know, passed away. So they've lost their siblings through death. But then there are some who are just not speaking to each other. Oh, and don't let me forget the Pointer Sisters. But it just seems like nowadays, most of the groups out there, there are very few groups out here, even younger groups, that are actually siblings. You know what I mean? So we can honestly say that we are probably the last of that breed of people who came up through this industry almost 40-something years. We've been doing this. And as sisters, we are still together. We still care about each other, love each other, and we're still working together.
2.5 decades of talent. And seeing it, and people can enjoy your music and enjoy seeing you perform. Now, Miss Denise Dummy, you're married to Mr. Austin Kwame Wilkerson. When you were writing the song, writing together with the song with Ladies of Sky, is that the first time you and your husband work together?
Yes, writing a song, yes. yes, that was the first time that Austin and I have sat down and come together and come up with lyrics for a song. And I have to say it was a very interesting experience, very progressive experience, and we were really surprised at the outcome, you know, that what we had was really good. But Austin has a little bit of a background in music as well because he used to perform in a hip-hop group many, many years ago as well. So he's had his foot in a little bit in the pond of entertainment, and he's also a DJ. So he's very knowledgeable about music and what sounds good and what, you know, beats and that sort of thing. So it, I think it was just a natural progression. As a matter of fact, we were having this conversation with our engineer earlier today, and I said that I was particularly proud of the fact that as Ladies of Sky, we are now emerging after all this time with our own original, our own music and our sound. We finally identified the Ladies of Sky sound with this new crop of music. And next week we're going to be working on another song that we hope to have released soon as well.
I was going to ask you, what are your upcoming projects and your new projects? But you kind of answered that.
We got a great new song coming out that we're working on. We're going to be recording next week. I can give you the hint. It's called My Way, and it's going to be, I think, it's going to be equal to Love at First Sight in terms of just what you're expecting from the Ladies of Sky.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have to buy that one. Okay.
Well, make sure you get a copy.
Either that, maybe I can get an autograph copy. So,
you
ladies are from Brooklyn, New York. Back then, did you ever think you'd have a gold album or single and that you'd be performing for almost 4.5 decades?
Well,
when you first started out?
Bonnie, well, you know what, you always hope that, you know, you when you follow, excuse me, when you're following your career path, you look to hoping that you are very successful. So in the back of your mind, are you hoping that you have a gold album? Of course. But not, you just keep on pushing and keep on following what you love to do, and that is what we have done. But thanks to our fans, we were able to get that gold album.
Yes. You are. So, in the future, will you ladies have any videos?
Oh, sure. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's been in the works. This is Dolores. We're shooting some things this week, and there's some things that we did over the summer from last year that our media company has put together, and it's going to come out really, really nicely. I don't have like basically a release date of the video, but it's a long time coming, and it's going
all right,
to be
it's a long
fabulous.
Time coming. Yes. So you ladies are probably mothers now. I'm not trying to spoil the interview, but if you have grandchildren and children.
I'm a great-grandmother.
What would you tell them?
This is Dolores.
Great-grandmother.
This is Dolores.
If you have grandchildren, what would you tell them?
Say again?
What would you tell them? What would you tell your grandchildren about today's time period and the killings that are going on?
Well, my grandchildren are old enough to. Yeah. Well, no, my grandchildren are. My youngest grandson is 18 years old, so they already know what's going on around them, and they can see and feel. And my oldest granddaughter, two of her friends were killed this past year. Within 2 weeks of each other. So they understand
was it by the
what's
police?
Going on. No.
No.
Was it by the
no.
Police?
The sad part is. No, it was not by the police.
No, absolutely not. It was some gang members
black
which made it even worse.
Black on black.
It was a black on black crime. But they understand.
And no one
that
wants to talk about black on black crime.
Oh, well, then there's that.
Well, yeah, sadly, this is the thing. People have to understand, I think, that these are parallel occurrences. Because if you have it in your heart, whether you're black or white, to take another person's life, you know, it could relate to your position, but it also, I think, more relates to your disposition as a human being, okay? So it could be the white policeman who thinks he has some kind of authority because he's wearing blue, okay? Or it could be that young black kid who thinks he has some authority over something that he doesn't even own, okay? And it's a very similar mentality that moves a person to take another person's life. And that's the thing I think that needs to be addressed. There is mental instability that permeates the current world that we live in. It's the same instability that causes the bombings over in foreign countries, that causes any type of oppression of women,
mass shootings,
you know, when you think what people keep doing is separating, you know, these horrible instances and horrible situations as if they're separate incidents. They're separate incidences, but they all stem from the same mindset of people being, I will use the word wicked for lack of a better word, and I think it describes those types of people across the board. But when you have a lack of concern, a lack of caring, and a lack of love, or you've been raised in an environment that doesn't show you love, it's hard for you to turn around and express love to others. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, I understand.
Really appreciate the point that you're trying to make.
Yes, man, you're right about you're right about a lot of it. A lot of it you are right about. So right. So are you ladies going to be doing any TV appearances in the future, or you don't know? I know you did on some.
Well, we certainly hope so. Right. As things are starting to gear back up, I'm sure that opportunities will present themselves. Yes. The pandemic has kind of, you know, slowed everybody's situation up to a point where, you know, they're not booking. And the interesting thing is now that things are opening up, most promoters or most of these shows are reverting back to the people that they had to cancel. You know what I'm saying? So they're picking up sort of where they left off. But we're confident that as soon as our new music starts to come out and our videos and some of the other things that we have ready to launch in the next couple of months is going to bring attention to us in a major way. And, you know, we're just looking forward to reconnecting with our fans.
All right. Miss Bonnie, the ladies of Sky are pioneers and they're legends, without a doubt. So if you could talk to a young person now that was trying to sing and go into the industry, the artist industry, entertainment, what would you tell them, one thing that you've learned? I'm going to ask each of you this.
Well, one thing that I've learned, and I say this to everybody, make sure, I mean, you pursue your career with everything that you have inside. Learn how to present yourself well and respectfully, and make sure you have a day job. Because a lot of, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of young people trying to get into the music business. And just think about how many will actually make it. I don't say stop pursuing your dream, but always make sure you have something to fall back on.
All right. So, Ms. Denise?
Oh, well, I would just tell young people today that, you know, you have to do what satisfies you. I mean, we take great joy. We all have day jobs, by the way, except for the people back in the back seat here who are retired. There's two out of three of us is retired. I'm like a nut. I'm still working. But the point is this, you have an opportunity. We do this because we love it. We do it because we have a passion for it. We are not necessarily in it because of the money. You know what I'm saying? We do this because we really, really love performing and singing. So I want to just say to those who are out there, if you're young, yes, you're going to want to try to create a career path for yourself, but always just be realistic about right. how far that's going to be able to take you in terms of your day-to-day living situation.
All right. That's beautiful. Is there anyone else who wants to add to that?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Dolores. Yes, I think
yes,
you have to, for young people today, you need to make sure you have your brand, and like my sister Bonnie said, be respectful when you come out. You know, brand yourself in a way that people are going to look at you in a respectful manner. Like, always have something like Denise said to fall back on in terms of, because you got to pay your bills, but you also have to be realistic about your expectations. If you don't make it, you know, to that big, the big time and be as big as J-Lo or as big as Beyonce, so what? If you enjoy doing what you were doing, then it's okay.
All right. Okay. You mentioned Beyonce. All right. I think our last tour was the Miss Carter tour.
Miss Carter.
Yes. And so, you know, the point is that Beyonce had a whole machine behind her, but she's also extremely talented. And none of that comes easy. See, she makes it look easy, you know, but a lot of people don't realize exactly how much work goes into that being the end result or that being the end product. You know what I'm saying? And as much as, you know, as long as we've been in the industry, we still don't do things at the level that Beyonce does. So what you need to do is concern yourself with staying within the range of what you can do. You know what I'm saying? And what's available to you. And believe you me, you'll get the same level of satisfaction out of making music for your community, for your city, for your state, you know what I'm saying? And then branch out to the world. That's how you need to really think about it.
All right, ladies. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Bowman. I'm going to close out the show with your song, Call Me. I really enjoyed interviewing you ladies, the Ladies of Sky. I truly still enjoy your music. I still enjoy your music.
We enjoy talking to you so much.
And, oh, by the way, where are you from?
I'm from Northwest Florida. I'm in a small town. The Internet has enabled me to know. But I ordinarily
Shout out to everybody in your town. Shout out to everybody down there.
All right, shout out. Okay. Basically, I'm in Washington County, Florida, Tripoli, Florida.
Oh, okay.
You never heard of that. Have you ever heard of Panama City Beach?
No.
Tallahassee, Florida, the state capital.
Tallahassee, we know.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We did a couple shows in Tallahassee, so we know.
I'm about an hour and 15 minutes from Tallahassee, Florida.
Cool. Well, hopefully things open up and we get to get down there. We'll make sure Austin calls you, okay, Angela?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, baby.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye. Thank you, Ladies of Sky. We're going to close it out listening to Ladies of Sky music, Call Me. Everyone enjoy the song. Thank you.